I'm taking a reading from Proverbs chapter 31, the verses 10 and 30. How hard it is to find a capable woman. I will not put the wife here. We are talking about women. How hard it is to find a capable woman. She is worth far more than jewels. Then the verse says, charm is deceitful and beauty disappears. But a woman who honors the Lord, she is praised. Amen. Women ministry. When we say we are women ministry, who are we? Who are women in the first place? Most of the time, when they ask women to remain, some of us decide not to be women. They will go away. But when we talk about women, it covers all the females. In the dictionary, they will say the adult woman. But when we come to the ministry, we are covering all women. Why am I saying we are covering all women? We want to, let me say, inculcate certain behaviors onto the younger ones. And so let me come with all women should remain. The woman, especially the Christian woman, has a very important role to play in every life and mission, especially in the church. And so when we talk about the woman, women have so many roles to play. But today we want to look at the woman as an evangelizer, the woman as an intercessor, the woman as a God for prayer, and the woman as a homemaker. And so we look at women as evangelizers. What a time, so it's the time for us to go out and minister the word of God. A lot of us will not be stable, they can't be free. They can travel. And they can ride long distance. I am just in charge of what? The babies in the house. Yes, it is true. The role of every woman is to constantly propagate the word of God. This one, I want us to know. We don't know. We are to propagate the word of God for our families and in the church. And propagating the word, we are, let me say, primary evangelizers. We are supposed to proclaim the word to our children, to our siblings, to our parents, and most especially to our husbands. And you see today, women like talking so much. We can talk a lot when it comes to gossip, we are there. And so if we do away with this gossip and go out to proclaim the word of God, you can just imagine the number of people we are going to conquer into the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. Let's look at the Samaritan woman. Jesus sent this woman at the well. They just from there, between the two of them. Within minutes, what happened? She went into the town and told the people that, look, come and see someone who has told me something I do not know about. Just one person, the whole village surrounded, and they came. And just then, the woman didn't go to gossip, but she did what? She carried the word of God across, and many more people came and listened to Jesus, and they believed in Jesus, and they took Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. And so if women will do our work well in our various homes, our children will grow up in the Christian home to be mother's children, to be children who already know the word of God, and live lives that are worthy of living. Starting from, let me say, the head to toe, so that when your child is walking, not only the girl child, but they will know that, yes, this is a Christian moving ahead. Amen. When Jesus was directed, we were told to be revival on his scriptures, and it was again the woman who met him. And when he went to tell the disciples, they said what? And the devil will take up over your shoulder before he like gossip. So when she went and told them, they said, look, go away with your gossip. But then she did not care what they said. She continued to tell many more people that, look, I have seen the Lord with my own eyes. She has been resurrected, and he said that you should meet him. And so if Mary Magdalene had not sent this word across and maybe kept it to himself, it would have taken time before the disciples would realize that, the man who said you will resurrect has very resurrected. But woman, the woman, you will seek a secret. Excuse me to say to a woman, know that it is no more a secret. Because women cannot keep secrets. That is one thing I want us to know, the men. Women cannot keep secrets. And so if you want the way of God to proclaim, tell your wife something about God and tell your wife that it's a secret and see whether you got here somewhere. Our blessed Mother Teresa said that, or he defined evangelization as having Jesus and giving Jesus to what? Someone. And so if we say we are Catholic charismatic renewal, and we have distinguished ourselves to call ourselves women ministry, the men have not yet formed a ministry. I just want us to know that the ministry started in Upper West. But sorry to say, it is slowly dying because we are not doing our work. The ministry, the women ministry started in Upper West in the early 90s, before it got to the market. But what is not happening? It's like we are not allowing Jesus to be in our life. And so if you allow Jesus to be in our life and we really have Jesus in our life, we will give Jesus to others and others will come to join us to proclaim his name. Amen. St. John also indicates that one cannot give what one does not have to another person. If you go out to proclaim the word of God and you are not versed in the word of God, how will you do it? And so, as a woman, you should know very well that studying the scripture is one thing you should do. And studying the scripture does not mean that you should always lock yourself in your room or in your toilet so that your children will not disturb you. You don't want your husband to disturb you. You must invite everybody around to share the word of God with. So that if you are able to study the word of God and share it with others, then we will make a way forward in the church. If you look at the Catholic Church or the Universal Church, if women had stood on our ground, just like the Virgin Mary stood on her ground, by this time, we wouldn't have had so many Protestant churches around. Because if we had done our homework well, our children would not leave the church. And the most stable thing is, you see a Catholic going to marry a Muslim. It's just that the women, we are not doing our work. Because if we do our work well, our children will be well trained. I want to look at women as being intercessors. Women are being intercessors. When God created the world, he said that he was creating a helper to the man. And God went ahead to say that we should submit to the man. Really, we are supposed to submit to the man. We are supposed to be humble to the man. But that is not the only thing we are supposed to do in the house. We are not just married to a man to wash his clothes, give him all the honor he deserves without interceding for the family. If you fail to intercede, then you know very well that your family is gone. Women should stand in the gap of their family to pray. If you don't do it, don't have anybody to blame. Don't say that it's your mother-in-law who is doing you, or it is your sister-in-law, or it is the wizard. No, nobody knows about it.
It is you, the woman, who is doing it. And so we are to stand in the gap of the family to pray for our husband, pray for your children, in fact, pray for the entire family, so that the good Lord will continue to break any barrier that is causing anything in the family, so that we can grow well in faith. We are supposed to leave good examples as intercessors, such that the young ones that are growing, looking at you, will take after you. I don't know, when I was growing, there were certain women and even men I was looking at. I don't know whether our young ones are having mentors among us. But if they are not having mentors among us, let's go back and check ourselves. Probably we are not living the life that is worthy of the revelation. Talking about intercession, when you go into scriptures, you realize that Esther had to stand in the gap of the Israelites to intercede for them when the king wanted. We make sure that there is sufficient food in the home. We make sure that there is good food for the children to take. We make sure that there is harmony in the family. When there is no harmony in the family, check yourself. Are you the type who just meet your husband when he's coming home from where? Hey, look at me, everyone. Where are you coming from? Today you have come late. Check yourself and see. At least when the man is coming home, allow him to come. Give him water to drink. Oh, yeah, you are welcome. I was wet. Try to find out what has happened and the way to it. Then, let him eat. Whatever problem you have, speak in a very low tone. If you raise your voice, you may receive something in your mind. So please, as homemakers, let us humble ourselves. Let us know how to talk. The words that come out of your mouth, the meals you put on the table. Look, if you prepare bad meals, the man will go out to eat this one. I'm not saying you should put plenty money in the soup. But the whatever is opening a lot can prepare good meals. Keep your home clean and you welcome your husband to the house. Meet your husband with a smile and your husband will come home. In fact, your children will like the home. But if you are the type who back like a dog, excuse me to say, your husband will never stay at home. Even your children will not want to stay with you at home. They will see you as a problem woman. And they will always want to be out there with their friends. Say that when it is night, I will not come and see. So women, as home workers, let's try to see how we are going to build our home. So that our home will be welcoming. Not only to our family members, but also to outsiders. So that when somebody is coming to the home, you know that yes, this is a Christian woman coming to. Don't let people stand your home. You are not neat. And that. Now when I'm talking about the women, the young ones, you are included. Because you are supposed to take over from us when we are born. By saying when we are born, because if things will work well, the elders are supposed to do for the young ones. Amen.
Amen.
And so how are we? How is the woman supposed to balance, let me say, your house chores, your career, your family, and the ministry work as well? You are supposed to come for prayer meeting. Fine, you are here. Don't say because of prayer meeting, your family will sleep hungry. Make sure that when you are leaving the home, if it is the soup, prepare the soup. So that when you close, you go and prepare the soup. That is it, your husband doesn't say cold season. But if you know that your husband likes cold season, prepare the season before coming. So that by the time he comes, it is okay. Don't come and go, and then when you get to the house, you say, oh, if I can't, don't say, you are doing something bad for your family. And so let's try to balance our family well. These are some points I want us to keep to ourselves. We need to manage our time very well by making time set. Some of us will say we don't know how to make time set. When you get up, what am I supposed to do? What am I to do from now to the evening? You program yourself such that you make available time for yourself. You make available time for you and your family and for you to interact with your God. Don't come and interact with God and then when you get back home, there's a problem. The first church is the domestic home. That is where evangelization is supposed to start. So let's start it from the home. So when you plan your time well, everything will go on well. And if for those of us who are in the advanced world, you can get the microwave. Prepare the food. When you get there, you just see them. Even though they have some disadvantages because you lose the nutrients. Amen. But in case of emergency, try to get some curry and steal them. So that when you get home and you are not able to cook,
you just prepare the garri, make it very nice for everybody to eat. From time to time, make sure that there is something like take it somewhere. We should make good use of time, in fact, the available time in raising our children. And the children that God has given unto us, whether they are your own biological children or their adopted children or spiritual children, let us make available time in bringing them up in the Christian way. Have time with your children. Let your children interact with you so that there should be that kind of, togetherness. Don't let your children feel separated from you. A woman. Some of us say, when I die, I want so many societies to come to my funeral. And so, I am in the charismatic, I am in secret class, I am in Legion of Mary, I am in Knight of St. John. And you want to join all the societies. When you do that, you create problems for yourself. Because you will not have time to attend all these meetings. If even you have time to attend all these meetings, you neglect your family. And that is where a problem will come when you tend to blame God. You are not going to blame God. Because God has not asked you to go around all these things neglecting your family. You should make available time for your family as well. So let's limit the number of societies we belong to. Amen?
Amen.
Now when you realize that you have a lot of activities to do, look at the important ones. It is not every activity you have to attend. Are you getting me? So if you realize that if I go for this particular function, something is going to happen in my family, something is going to go wrong, why don't you avoid it and then take care of your family? So let's look at the important activities that are supposed to be done and done first before the other ones follow. Let's also be abreast with time. Let's be abreast with time. Papa, what's that? I don't know. Your husband has married you, huh? You used to dress very well. But when you just came after giving birth to one child, you just get up and leave yourself like that. And you just rub it in the house with the dress. Pray. Why when you are going to pray, stand and ask for her. Please, let us be on our foot. Let's be on our feet, in fact, not on one foot, and pray. It is when you pray that you will see a breakthrough in your life and in the life of your family. Let us try to help one another. God said, because she is X and I'm Y, I will not help her to stand up. When you realize that there is something good you can do to your neighbor so that she can be abreast with time, or so that she and her family can also live a very peaceful life, please do it. Let's try to be each other's keeper, and let's try to help one another to reach to our final destination, which is the Lord. All that women ministry is out to is to help women get to their final destination, that is going to heaven one day. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk about our membership. I started with this. When we say women ministry, please, all female, the younger ones, you need to start now learning from the elders, so that one day you don't know, they may ask you to do what I am doing now. In fact, I never expected I would be giving this particular talk this evening. So please, anytime they call women to me, don't exclude yourself and say, I am not a woman. Even though in the dictionary it is said that a woman is an adult one, female, we are including all of you, so that at least you start now learning. Sometimes the younger ones have certain things they can share with us. In fact, some of them have wisdom they can share with us. And so please, don't let us leave them behind. And please, don't let us go. Our meeting day. Every second Thursday of the month, of every month, we meet for meetings. Normally we have talks and then some other things we discuss as women. Then every third Saturday of the month, we meet for practicals. In fact, I enjoy from those practicals. And I learned certain things, in fact, when I was not even a full member of the women ministry. And so, if you join us and you take part in some of these things, you learn certain things that will be of help to you. After prayer meeting, we normally stay back to have some short intercession before we leave. It is not long. But most of the time, when we ask women to stay back, then everybody is going, the women are going away. Thinking that it is just for, it is like so, it is like you said, the big two women. When we say women to stay, please stay. It doesn't last more than 5 minutes. We just make a short assessment, then we will stay. Lift up Jesus. Stand in the gap of our family and pray for our family, pray for the church, pray for the entire world. I also pray that, Father, you guide and protect all our family members, our husbands, our children, and all relations, that, Lord, as we even stand in their love to pray, their hands may be turned, and that they may join us in prayer, and together we may conquer the whole world and to be gentle. Father in heaven, we just continue to pray, and we ask that you take absolute control over all who have decided, Father, to serve you for your sake and not joining the marital home. I pray that you continue to strengthen them in their ministry. Bless them, O Lord, and help them live a life that is worthy of living. Father, let the noble vocation for which they have been called for be of exemplary, and that the new youth, the young ones, may look at them and that they may choose this vocation. Father in heaven, we bless you, we honor and we glorify your name. Take control over our lives and let this group grow from strength to strength. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray and
amen. Amen.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Thank you.